Well, David was a, first of all, he was a decent chap. I got on well with him. He was easy to work with. He tended to, well, in my time anyway, he tended to employ people for what they did, not for what he wanted, which was good. So I was just plugged in and off I went, really. It was good like that. The first track on side one, I can't remember what it's called now, he just opened the mic and let it go, you know, let the tape run, and I was fiddling about and checking the key and one thing and another, and he recorded it all, and that's on the record. That's what he was like in the studio. He kind of went for off-the-wall stuff, you know.
And obviously for a lot of people, they consider him, you know, a legend of music. Did it feel like that when you were talking to him?
No, it didn't, but I agree he's a legend. For me, he was a big star at the time, but I was extremely busy. And to me, it was just another album, you know. A bit different in those days. You didn't have time for anything, and you were tired all the time. So going to there was just something else again, going to Paris. The chateau was nice. It was good. It was the food was good. Everything, you can say. David's very correct in his dealings, and it was enjoyable. Yeah, he was a good chap. Sorry to see the back of him. He's been influential on my life, introduced me to Iggy Pop, who was there as well.
And am I right to say you played live with him a couple of times? What was that like?
The 77 to Iggy tour of Europe and America, David played keyboards on, and Iggy fronted the band. So David was one of the musicians on that tour, and he was very good. David was a big star. Iggy was known about in the press, but he wasn't a big star yet. But David behaved himself and didn't hog the camera, and when we did TV and stuff, he was just one of the band, which was good. He was very generous, I'll say that. You know, he was a good chap to work with.
How do you think he'll be remembered as a performer?
I think he'll be remembered for all kinds of things. He was a big influence on a lot of stuff. The radio's been going non-stop today with everything, tributes to David, and he was this, he was fashion, he was influential and so on. And I think that's true. There's a lot of different hats he wore, you know. He was a broad-based individual, and that came over. His love of music, of course, was the most salient point, let's say.
Do you think that there's anything that maybe people didn't know about him that they should?
Well, David was an all-rounder. He was quite good at a lot of things without being outstanding at anything. He had talent to put things together, and he had talent in the songwriting department, and he used the rest of the arts, as it were, to boost that and to underpin it, if you like. He was interested in the occult, of course, and astrology and all the rest of it all. So that was quite interesting for me as an individual. And he had definitely dabbled, you know, and knew some things. He was quite interesting in that regard. He was quite well read as well. He read extensively, and he didn't like to get caught out on subjects. He liked art. I remember him showing me some pictures, and they were vaguely impressionist. Whether that had been an influence on him or not, but that's what he was doing. And they weren't half bad, you know. They weren't bad at all.
Do you think it was that sort of the artistic side to him that caught people's imagination?
I think so, and I think it's where he found his niche. I don't think he was a 9-to-5-er, you know. So he had to make a living elsewhere, and I think he knew that. So, you know, the arts are ideal for that. You have to follow your own muse, as it were, and I think he did that.